Sharon, I need you to change mic. I don't have pickup on that one. Yep, do that.
Introduce yourself first, Bill.
Okay, well, this is the second time I've done this, so hoping I get it right this time. I'm Bill McCune. I'm from a family that were original settlers of this town, but I was born and raised in East Lansing, Michigan. And we did this interview 2 years ago. I immediately moved back to Florida. I realized I made a tremendous mistake, and here I am again.
We are so glad to have you back. So you're still waiting on sale of a house in Florida, but we're glad to have you back here. I had asked Bill what he would like to talk about because he does have an interesting life story, and he wanted to share how he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. So please fill us in.
Okay, well, I'm a textbook example of what happens if you don't go to Duke's class for young adults. No, I was raised outside the church when I grew up in a college town, as I just mentioned, so I pretty much formulated my own opinions about life and existence and what have you, and came to a lot of wrong conclusions. So I would tell people I was an atheist. I think that, you know, I made my mind up that that was the case. And I got through school, and the year after I graduated, my life just went into free fall, and I was living a bad life, and it was getting worse, and I didn't have any clue about how to pull out of it. And I finally reached a point, I was in a recovery program, which one of the steps of that program is to ask God into your life as you understood Him. And to me, the obvious answer to that was the God whose buildings I was attending the meetings in, which is the God of eternity. And I remember the night this happened, I hit my knees. You know, the prayer I said was, God, if you're there, let me know. And all I can say is, one moment I was an atheist, and the next moment I knew that Jesus was real. And just as it says in the front of this church, God wanted me to have a better life. And that was the first day of living a better life. And it's been getting better and better ever since.
That's such a good story, and Bill has been such an encouragement to us. If you talk to him, he's a real student of the Word. And I don't think that came by mistake either. You went through some very difficult times when your wife passed away.
Yeah. When all this conversion process was happening, my best friend was a young woman who was going through the same experience I was going through, and we both got saved at the same time. And we got married a year later, and she was just such a blessing to me. She had two children, and then we had one together. And she was really a devoted follower of the Lord, an example for me. But she was diagnosed with breast cancer, married 21 years, and passed away after a couple of months. And going through that process, I think one of the questions Sharon asked me are my life verses. So when I was saved, I played Bible roulette, and the first place I went was James 1:2, which should have been an inkling for, some of the things I'm going to be experiencing, which is kind of all joy would fall in the various trials. But as I was going through the grief experience of losing my wife, which was probably the most profound experience of my life, I was led to Romans 8:28, which is, God works all things for the good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And coming through that, I had a much deeper relationship with the Lord than I did before, and I realized He really is my friend. And despite things that happen, He does want the best for me, and will give me whatever I need to get me through.
Yeah. And I would just say, as a woman, I think that's exactly what your wife would have wanted for you, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
Right, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, guys. I always enjoy hearing about how people come